ਕਨੈਕਟ ਐਫ ਐਮ 91.5 ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਸਵੇਰ ਵਾਲਾ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਤੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁਣ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਆਫ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦੇ ਲੀਡਰ ਪੀਅਰ ਪੋਲੀਐਵ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਮਿਸਟਰ ਪੋਲੀਐਵ, ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਯੂ।
ਗੁੱਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਯੂ।
Mr. Polyev, this week we've seen Jagmeet Singh announcing that he's pulling out his support. The confidence and supply agreement has been terminated. He's said it multiple times that he's ripped that agreement. What's your reaction to that? Because it doesn't seem that he's too interested in going for an election at this point.
It seems like another stunt. I will call him the stuntman. He says he's tearing up the agreement, but he won't call an election. So how are Canadians ever going to vote out this costly NDP Liberal coalition if we don't have an election? And I've said to Jagmeet Singh, vote with me to end the costly NDP Liberal government and trigger a carbon tax election so that Canadians can vote on the NDP Liberal plan to hike the carbon tax up 300%, all the way to 61 cents a liter. Or if they want to vote for a common sense conservative government that will axe the tax to bring down gas, heat, and grocery bills.
You did bring this bill in the month of March as well about the carbon tax. Do you think that this time anything changes and Jagmeet Singh and the NDP could vote alongside your party to bring the government down on the issue of the carbon tax?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, so far, Singh has voted with Justin Trudeau about three dozen times to hike the carbon tax up 300% to 61 cents a liter. Has he had a sudden change of heart on the eve of an election? I don't believe it, but maybe the pressure from starving taxpayers who are seeing the carbon tax drive up their gas, heat, and grocery bills, or who are losing their jobs in the trucking sector because fuel prices are too high, will force Singh to do a temporary flip-flop. But let's be honest, there's only one party that will axe the carbon tax to bring down your gas, heat, and grocery bills to protect your job, and that is the Common Sense Conservative Party.
Mr. Polyev, there are many people who do not agree with the politics of Jagmeet Singh, but some of those people are now taking an issue with the terms that you use to attack Mr. Singh when you call him sellout Singh or stuntman Singh. Do you think that usage of such words dilutes the message for some of the people for whom what you say resonates, but then when you use when you indulge in this name calling, it dilutes the message and it reduces the impact?
Well, I don't think so. Look, the bottom line is he did sell out his voters. He told them he was going to be a strong voice for workers and seniors, and then he signed on to keep Justin Trudeau in power for the last 2 years, doubling housing costs, driving up grocery prices, supporting catch and release that has unleashed crime, chaos, drugs, and disorder in our streets. He did sell out our people. And that's why we're saying vote for the common sense conservatives who will axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, and stop the crime.
So do you intend to still use that kind of wording or that kind of name calling for Jagmeet Singh? Because some people from within the community feel that could open up the doors to racism in other parts of the country, where somebody who listens to you talk like that and associate the last name Singh with the word sellout or stuntman, that could open doors to racism in parts of the country against people in the Sikh community.
Oh, no, I don't see it that way. I love the Sikh community, and I've been spending my countless hours in building friendships in gurdwaras and community halls across the country and sharing my common sense message that Sikhs believe in, which is faith, family, and freedom. And that is the message I will keep delivering, in addition to holding Singh accountable for selling out. He has sold out the Sikh community, actually, and he sold out our voters from all different backgrounds by raising carbon taxes on the wonderful Sikh truck driving companies. in places like Brampton, where they're now facing job losses because of a carbon tax that that Singh has supported. He's voted for catch and release criminal justice that has caused crime in communities, and law-abiding patriotic Sikhs are suffering the consequences of these policies. And so I think he should stand up for the people rather than standing it with Justin Trudeau. And that's what we're the message I will bring forward as we move towards the carbon tax election.
Mr. Polyev, you've been talking about the catch and release system for the last good part of the last two and a half years, ever since you've become the leader. We had this horrific incident in Vancouver a day before yesterday where another repeat offender killed one person, severed one person's hand. And despite the fact that the federal government made changes to the criminal code and the bail reform, we still have these repeat offenders getting probation and coming out on probation. What still needs to be changed with the criminal code? Because the federal government says that they've done their part and now it's up to the provinces and the provincial courts to implement that change in the law.
No, they haven't done anything. What they have done, actually, is caused the problem in the first place with Bill C-75, the catch and release bail law, and they have not repealed that law. What we need to do is repeal the entire catch and release system that Trudeau and the NDP passed into law in Bill C-75, C-83, and C-5. Those bills allow people to be automatically released on bail within minutes of their most recent arrest, even if they have a rap sheet of 50 or 60 prior convictions. Mm. What I'm saying is we need a new law that makes rampant offenders ineligible for bail, house arrest, parole, or probation. It should be jail, not bail for rampant career criminals. Secondly, we need to secure the borders. Right now, only 1% of shipping containers are inspected, and that is allowing for cars to go out and drugs and guns to come in. I want high-powered scanners to look into those containers. And finally, we need to ban the hard drugs, shut down these taxpayer-funded opioid programs that Trudeau and the NDP have pushed. Less drugs, less crime, and bring home safety to our community.
Mr. Polyev, now it seems that the federal government is willing to relook at the immigration numbers. Some caps have been placed on the numbers of international students. There are some changes being made to the temporary foreign worker program. Your comment on that, please.
Look, they created the mess. Canada had the best immigration system in the world for over 150 years. That's how my grandfather came from Ireland. That's how my wife came from Venezuela as a refugee. And so we love immigration, but Trudeau has caused total chaos in our system. He has caused a population growth that is three times faster than our housing stock grows. So we're adding people three times faster than we add homes. We're adding the equivalent of PEI every month. We're adding Manitoba every year to our population. And there, much of this is through fraudulent use of the international student and temporary foreign worker programs, where greedy corporations are taking advantage of poor people coming from poor countries to take low wage jobs and drive down the wages and employment of Canadians. So I'm going to get back to the common sense system we had before Trudeau, where we bring in people, we unite families, we fill real job vacancies that we can't fill with Canadians. And the students who come should have to prove that they have a real admissions letter from a real university, that they have a home, and they have enough money to pay their bills without working 40 hours a week. So that's how we're going to bring home the best immigration system in the world.
Our permanent residency target numbers for this year is 485,000 and then 500,000 people for each of the next 2 years. Do you have a number in mind as to how many people we should accept every year on the basis of permanent residency?
At the end of the day, I think we need is to combine the permanent and temporary number to come up with a growth rate in our population that we can absorb. And a human being is a human being. If you're whether you're here temporarily or permanently, you'll need a place to live. You'll need a job and an income. You potentially need a doctor. So what I'm proposing is a mathematical formula that ensures that our availability of healthcare, jobs, and housing always grows faster than our population. For example, if our population grows by, if our housing stock grows by 1.4%, well, then we cannot grow our population by faster than 1.4%. Otherwise, we'll contribute to the housing deficit. Mm. So let's cap the population growth below the growth in the housing stock.
Mm. Mr. Polyev, last question. We've seen this major shakeup in the British Columbia politics last week when BC United has now withdrawn all its candidates. And now BC Conservatives, the local party here, the provincial party, already had a lot of momentum behind them, and some credit that momentum to the federal momentum, your momentum, which is rubbing off onto the BC Conservatives. What would you like to say about the state of BC politics now at this juncture when we are about 6 weeks away from an election?
Well, two things. We in BC, they have the combination of the NDP provincially and the Liberals federally. And what has it brought? The most expensive real estate in the world. They have here in Vancouver, it's the third most expensive housing market on planet Earth, only behind Hong Kong and I think Sydney, Australia. Hmm. And rampant crime, the highest drug overdose rates in the world. And, of course, a terrible, brutal carbon tax that has the highest gas prices in North America. That's what you get when you vote NDP and Liberal. Now we have a chance for two common sense governments that will axe the carbon tax, build the homes and not the bureaucracy, fix the budget to stop inflation and interest rate hikes, and stop the crime with jail, not bail, treatment, not drugs, and secure borders. That is a common sense future all British Columbians and Canadians can embrace.
Mr. Polyev, thank you so much for your time this morning and have a nice day.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.